What I want to talk to you today about is it's my thing. This is what I love. From the young age, the Lord has called me into this. What is worship? Who is a worshiper? My message is called Worship as a Lifestyle. You know, it's not just my dream. Yes, I had this dream when I was still in a Baptist church, and then I came to a charismatic church. I had this sleep, and when God showed me this area of ministry. I mean, I worshiped God even when we went to a Baptist church, and I prayed and sang to Him from the very heart. I love this area of worship. I love this aspect of worship, this form of communicating with God. And, you know, I started asking Him questions. I said, Lord, I know that there's something more than just simply singing songs and just music. I know that there's something more than this. And through all my life, the Lord started revealing to me, who is a worshiper? What is worship? What is praise? And today, I just want to share with you, I know this is really needed for the body of Christ. We hear many different messages, many different things, but praise and worship, for me, really, when I started searching out this particular area, there's not a lot of teaching or explanation on what is this and who is the worshiper.
Worship, you know, and praise, it's not just when we come on Sundays and we have, let's say, half an hour of worship, music, 2-3 fast songs, and we have a medium kind of tempo song, and then slow. And usually by the second song, we kind of start ourselves up. This is how I've seen it in my life. And then the Lord started showing me that you're not just praising me on Sundays. You're not just raising your hands on Sundays and telling me how big I am and great I am. You know what? This has to be a lifestyle. This has to be a style of your life. This has to become you. Worship, praise is what you will do your whole eternity when we will be with God. You know, messages and preaching, all these things will pass. Right now it's wonderful. Yes, we are fed off of that. Our mind receives revelation, so does our spirit. It's great. I love the word. But worship, church, worship and praise to our God, it will never end. It will last eternity. I said, Lord, teach me to praise you. Teach me to worship you. I do not know this particular area. I want to worship you like heaven worships you. I want to be a worshiper, have that lifestyle, not just doing it here on Sundays when I come to prayers here. You know, I want for this to be my lifestyle. This is who I am. And this is not just, you can say, I'm not a worshiper. This is not what I'm called for. I have the gift of a word. You know what? I tell you, it's completely wrong. You will always worship something or someone. That is our function. We are born. We have been created to worship our God, our Creator. We cannot live without worshiping. We either praise God and worship God with our actions, with our deeds, with our mouths, and with our bodies, or we worship other things. We can worship our work, our friends. We praise someone always. This is who we are. You know, we have been born for praise and worship. You choose who to worship and praise. I choose to praise my God. I choose to worship my God. And, you know, church, the body of Christ as a whole has to get this comprehension and understanding what this really is. Sometimes it's so sad for me to look not just here, but in other churches where I was before and sometimes do visit. See this formality come. I see people sometimes are late. They don't come for the part of worship because some don't like the style, they don't like music that is coming off the stage, and you know, this is not what this is all about, I tell you right away. This is not what this is all about. The thing is, how much do you love your God? How much do you love Him? And that you really don't care. Is there Holy Spirit or is there no Holy Spirit, as we sometimes say? Sometimes we so forget and lose the focus that this is not about us. Worship is not about us. It's not about you feeling that we have to come to church and I have to do this, I have to feel this, that we hear revelations. This is to bring us closer to Him, to search for Him even more, to get to know Him deeper, to give Him what He is due, really. And you know, this is my theme, this is my message, my area of ministry, so I'm sorry if I'll be a little bit harsh once in a while, but I really want for the body of Christ to get this balance, to get this passion for God, for worshiping Him, for praising Him, that you, for you to be infiltrated with this to such extent that this love towards God would just really be all over you, that you will not need music or write chords that will captivate you and captivate your soul, and you just could not hold yourself back because it's so pretty, just praise God. No, for this to become your lifestyle, to your function, this is who you are, this is who you are. You know, someone will say, I can't sing, I am tone deaf. You know, people that cannot sing, they might think that I am singing right now and God is not liking my tone of voice. I've had this before, this understanding that if someone has no voice, how can they praise God, really? How can God possibly listen to us? God looks at our heart, beloved. God does not care the tone of your voice. If you have the right pitch, if you can hold the note, it absolutely has no importance to Him. What's important is your passionate love towards Him. What's important is that when you completely give yourself away to God and you just totally let go and you really don't care who's next to you, standing next to you, are you by yourself here at the front, you know, like you call yourself like a white crow, or you're surrounded by a crowd of people, it doesn't matter. You're not bothered by it. What you care about is your God. Being completely wholly sold out to Him and give out all praise and glory to Him. You know, we are so used to our God, really. We're so used to ministries, to services. We're used to these formalities that right now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have music, then we have testimonies, and then we have the message. And then we pray, and then we chit-chat. We gathered all the offerings. I'm talking about Sunday services here. And how we deal with these things. Sunday services, you know, what's important for us is our personal life. Our life transitions into such extent where it doesn't matter where you are. You start praising God right away. First opportunity, first chords, one chord or just one word, and just give God glory. And you're just completely in Him. And I'm just getting to know this particular area of ministry, and I really want to be a worshiper in spirit and in truth. This is who He is. God is the truth. And our spirit worships, not just our mind. Our mind filters and say, oh, I don't like this. I don't understand that. Oh, I'm so shy. Your spirit, give freedom to your spirit. Give spirit the freedom to praise God, to do it the way He wants. Do not control. Do not filter the things that come out, just praise God the way that your spirit wants to praise Him. Without love, we cannot be true worshipers. I tell you this, if you have no love towards God, or how should I say it, the love towards God determines the level of your worship. Level of worshiper, a level of your love determines the level of your worship and your praise. You know, I want this hunger to come, this passion to come, this love to come towards God, because when I look at start looking into this, into worshiping. I look at David. You know, everybody knows David. He's that individual that we constantly talk about from the Bible. But it's true. If you really want to get to know what is worship, who is the worshiper, look at David. Read Psalms that he wrote. How he passionately loved God. How he, and his heart was open wide. His spirit was open up, open wide before God. He really could care who's next to him, what they would think about him, what people would say. And God wants to raise up this generation of worshipers. God wants to raise up worshipers, not just on Sundays, for instance. He wants to raise up worshipers in life that will worship him in spirit and in truth every day. Every day, every minute. And not when you feel good only when, you know, your mood is awesome and everything is peachy in your life and that's when you're worshiping God and you praise him. No, but also when you have like the darkest day, when you don't feel like it, when you have the most horrible moments where you just want to lock yourself up in the corner somewhere and not see anybody, hear anybody, and Lord, you hide your face from me, I can't even see you. And here I read David, he says, no matter where I go, no matter where I'd hide, you're there, you're always with me. He is the worshiper. Really, in any opportunity, he prays God, he loves God, he understands that without him, he is nothing. We can't do anything without God. It is very important, church. I am praying that God would impart this passion for worship and praise, that not just our church. We're talking about global things here. People that are kind of worship God, kind of know God, really, really. And then you come to church and everyone is as if they're frozen. As if they just buried someone and they're in mourning. Or their mother died or something. They buried someone. And you're saying, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the true life God. Oh, and we get that response. Yeah. Okay. So, but what about your heart? Does it rejoice when it comes into his presence? Is your spirit rejoicing when you come into his presence, when you come into his house, when you are at home? When, how often do you talk to him? How often do you spend time with him? And why do you even spend time with him? For your own gain, to receive something, or to give something? We really have to refocus ourselves. A true worshiper that worships in spirit and in truth, he does not search for his own. He's not saying, Lord, I worship you and praise you so that you can feel me right now, for me to see something right now in the spirit, for me to experience something right now, for me to see your throne, for me to see your glory. To experience your glory. You know, that's a wrong way method of worshiping. Worship is when you're not searching for your own things. Your focus is him. Your focus is to praise him. But as usual, always, he returns the favor. He gives you love. He gives you his presence. But the focus, our main focus is him. You know, I am captivated by and I am zealous when I see people that praise, you know, movie stars or pop stars. You know, you've probably seen this. Actors, when they see them, when they come to concerts, and their crazy reaction, how they scream and praise these idols. It's not just God. Idols can be, you know, many different things, not just false gods, could be humans. And you see how passionately they praise them. And here, when time comes for worshiping, for praise, the children of God that the Lord has set them free, healed them, gave them a new life. And you look at their faces and you're like, what? Looking at them? Really, what sort of God do they serve that constantly kills them and tortures them, destroys them and judges them? There is no joy. There is no joy in salvation. There is no joy in life. I'm not speaking about us. It's all good here. Everyone worships here. We raise our hands. It's all good. I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole. As a whole body of Christ, global, as a body of Christ, that we, I say we as individuals, I'm speaking to individuals here, the ones that, if they, you feel this, you know, that this word is for you and you're a worshiper, receive this again as information, as additional point that you can't live without this, you can't. Like I always said, God told me one time, He says, messages and words and preaching will stop. What? No one will preach in heaven? What do you mean? Jesus, of course, you'll teach us, right? He says, yeah, I will, but praise and worship, it is the atmosphere of heaven. Atmosphere of heaven. Everything in there makes sounds. It brings praise to his or its and hers creator. We are his creation. We are his children. You know, the one that has revealed himself to us. Let's praise him and give him praise that he is so worthy of. We don't need 2 to 3 songs to just start our engines, or at home, or at church, no matter where we're at. We don't need that. Beloved, we don't need that. It's just that, how much do you love him? How is your spirit just opens up just when you just say his name. Just say his name and you hear the word Jesus. And now your spirit, your heart starts to praise him. On the inside, for instance, if you cannot be loud. This is who we are. This is who we should be. Worshippers that praise him, that follow his heart, that are after his heart. I want God to call me. I'm that individual that is after his heart, that loves God. I want to be that person. Again, I'll say this. A worshipper not searching for his own. Do not search for your own. Beloved, even when you worship God, when you're home, you're worshiping him, when you're praising him, do not search for your own. One time I had this incident where I was cleaning the house and I was just talking to God. You don't really need to be in your prayer closet, shut yourself in. You could talk to him wherever you're at, no matter what you do. You could just be in his presence and worshiping and praising him and love him. And you know, I'm washing the floors and I'm just talking to him. And I say, Lord, I love you. I really don't want anything else. I don't want giftings. I don't want anointing. I don't want any of this stuff. I just want you. I simply want you, Jesus. And that's it. I want to know you. I want you. And I heard like this, someone just like inhaled. I heard this. Someone just like inhaled. And God said, I am so happy that you said this, and that you understood this, that we don't, you know what? We don't need anything. We don't need anything. We don't need to search for our own things. Believe me, all the giftings, all these things come with him. It will come, but your focus, your main focus should be him. Not to make it some sort of ministry or some sort of position. Your focus is your God, worshiping him, praising his name because he is worthy. You know, when this revelation will come that he is worthy, you know, sometimes I don't think the church completely grips this revelation that God, our God is worthy of praise, our God is worthy of worship. For us, it's just some sort of empty word at the moment. Yeah, yeah, of course he's worthy, he's God. He's God, right? How else? You know, what king is not worthy of praise? You know, when a revelation will come into the church that our God, he is so worthy of our heart. He's so worthy of our praise. This is what he's searching for. He thirsts for is your heart, for your praise, more than praise of angels, more than the praise of cherubim and the burning ones, seraphims and the other beings that are in heaven. All the beings that are out there. But he hungers for your heart, for your praise and worship, for your song to him. He hungers for your heart. More than anything, he pays attention and looks at you than any other creatures. He looks at you when you open up your heart, you open up your mouth, and you start praising him. simple words. One time, you know what, I've noticed this one thing, and God opens up to me as well. He says, any praise that comes out, any, He inhales it. Even accidental praise, you know, always say, oh Lord, accidental praises. Even unbelievers sometimes, they praise God. And that praise goes to Him. It comes through the process of cleanliness, and the Lord inhales it. One time the Lord showed this to me, that our praise is like paint, colors, or sound, music. It's like pleasant air. And this is incense. This is what He inhales, is our praise. He enjoys your praise. And it's like we say, when we say good words to each other, or over our husbands, our children, and that brings us happiness and joy. That's something that's in our spirit. It makes us stronger. It brings us closer. Same thing is when we praise our God. You praise your God. You praise the King of Kings. This brings you closer to Him. He comes closer to you even more. Step closer to you. So if you want to be with Him, you want to see His face, you want to see His glory, praise Him. Do not wait. Okay, that amongst the gathering of the holy, you just came, and right now the glory will come. Yeah, it could come, but you might not experience it, because where is your sacrifice? Where is your praise? Where is your part in all this that you bring to God? Bring God the sacrifice of praise and worship. For Him, it's a pleasant incense that arises up to Him, and He can inhale it. He enjoys it. He loves it. Believe me, the more you will praise Him, the more you will be with Him, the more you'll spend time with Him, the closer He will be to you. God does not care the loudness, the styles. You know, with us, we all have different styles. We all have different tastes in music. And of course, I can understand that when you're at home and you're talking to Him, you might have your soaking time, quiet, relaxing music, and you're enjoying your time. And then you come to church and hear a church, loud music, rock music, and whatnot. Sometimes we get screamo. And you're saying, Lord, what is this? I can't worship when it's that loud. What is this, Lord? You know what? God does not care. I tell you this right away. You either love pop music, whatever. All the former USSR people, they love pop music, Russian pop music. It's everywhere. We love that stuff. But as soon as something is played or not according to our styles, right away we put a blockage and we are stopping ourselves from worshiping. It's not about us, church. I said that before. It's not about us. When we will understand that we come into His house, when we come into His presence, it's not about us. It's about Him. I know maybe many understood this, but I always say, it's not about us. It's all good here. I'm saying that we shouldn't be worried about styles or loudness or how quiet it is or how they worship or who does what or leads differently. It's you and Him. This is a true worshiper that completely is concentrated upon Him, completely His focus. Your focus is, as a worshiper, is God, to be connected to Him. Any opportunity, any moment where you could just catch that moment. One time, sometimes you read other people's experiences that visit heaven, and they say that someone will say a word of hallelujah, praise the Lord. The whole heaven takes up that word, that glory and praise, and start praising God. And that's it. It's like a chain reaction in heaven. Chain reaction. Why do they do this? And the Lord revealed this to me. Because they really love praise. But God treasures your praise, your sacrifice of praise, because sometimes your level of love might not be as level as what they see in heaven. But can you just imagine how precious this is to God? Just never stop speaking words of love. Never stop praising God and giving Him worship and singing to Him and open up your heart to Him, to not be quiet. Our praise is pleasant, beautiful colors and incense that rises up to the throne of God. When I saw that, you know, it just led me in even closer. How should I say this? I was also shocked. I could never even imagine that simple words, some sort of song that comes to Him from the heart can do this. You know, it's just sometimes we don't see the spirit realm and we don't know what's happening in the spirit realm when we start opening up our mouth and start praising Him. My prayer, my dream, my cry, how should I say it, is for God to raise up a generation of worshipers, for God to raise them up that will praise and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Regardless, you'll say, I'm not a worshiper. I have my own some sort of thing that I do. Like I said, you will always worship something or someone. You cannot not praise or worship someone or praise this individual or that. You know what? So let your focus, your worship and praise be focused on true life God. You know, one time the Holy Spirit, how should I say this? He kind of told me this as a rebuke in a nice way. Sometimes you get into this cycle and you forget really why you even worship, who you're worshiping, who you're praising. And I caught myself in this moment where I was worshiping to receive something, to achieve something, to experience something. And you know, always worshiping, and I say, what am I going to see right now? What am I going to experience? I'm talking about myself right now. And you catch yourself on this, not that you catch yourself, but you kind of get into this cycle, and then the Holy Spirit says, hold on, what are you doing? Who are you praising right now? Or what are you doing right now? He tells me. I am telling him, I'm praising God. And he asks me, why are you doing it right now? I say, well, I start making up some sort of excuse why I'm doing this. And then I understood. You know, the Holy Spirit, I love Him. The way that He convicts you is to such an extent that you're not upset. You don't feel a judge that He's, like, angry at you. You understand. And I understood that I had this moment where I was being against, just focusing on myself. I was being egoistic, and I said, Lord, give me, Lord says, give me what is mine. Don't worry. Do not worry that you're not going to see something right now, or not going to experience something right now, not going to receive something right now, some sort of revelation. You might not see the throne or whatever. You will not see the angels around you. That shouldn't be your focus, even though that is great. That's awesome. The Lord does reveal that, and He will reveal even more. The Lord takes us into a completely different level of worship, where you will come out into His reality. That's 100% yes, ma'am. And you will, you'll see this veil disappearing, and you worshiping here on this earth, and all of a sudden you are in heaven. I believe in that. But the focus, our focus of worship should be, I want to bring us all back into that, that it's our God, for you not to forget that. So you should know why you come here, why we live upon this earth. It's just to praise Him, to worship Him, not, this is my area of influence, and I, or this is my ministry, I want you all to be like me. No, I don't want you all to be like me. I want you to understand that you all are worshipers. For you to worship God, you've been born to worship Him in your style, on your level, the way that you see fit, how God reveals this to you. And for you not to lock up this moment in your life, for you not to treat it as if it's not important. Sometimes you say, oh, I don't experience God, I don't feel God, I don't feel anything.
You know, often I hear it like that and I get this question. What are you waiting for? Feelings or emotions, or do you really want to worship your God right now? And often we're concentrated on the wrong things. We're concentrated on emotions, feelings, experiences, and then we forget really our function, what we should be doing. And when I forgot about all these things, about my feelings, my emotions, what I'm waiting for, you know, sometimes I come to church or at home when I start praising Him, I don't feel anything. Some sort of deep, I'm like in heaven right now. It's not always there. I understand that. Sometimes I give to Him, I am giving Him compliments, words of love. Sometimes God wants to hear this and to receive that. Sometimes there's nothing in return, but sometimes there is, and you're experiencing Him, you're receiving a new revelation about Him, and you understand that this is, you're walking with God, you're communion with Him. Again, I want to say this one thing. Praise and worship is, it's also one of the forms of communicating with God. Not just your prayer, when you're sitting there and just took a Bible and you start talking to Him. When you praise Him, when you worship Him, you're talking to Him as well. He talks to you. You speak. You're in communion. It's a dialogue. Dialogue, that's what the Lord revealed to me. Worship. Worship is a form of communion. Yes, it is. So, do not stay quiet. When God showed me the throne room. One time I remember this, I had this moment, I was so captivated by it. I was during a time of prayer. You know, sometimes God comes when you really are not waiting for Him. You're just in Him, you're praising Him and worshiping Him, and here it is. Any of you had the, you're sitting there, you're waiting for some sort of visitation, and nothing happens. And then there are those times where you're just praising Him, worshiping Him, giving Him all the glory, concentrated on Him completely, and bam, He shocks you. He loves to do this. And I had this incident where I'm sitting there worshiping Him, praising Him, and here I started hearing great noise, and I ended up in the throne room later on. I understood that that was the throne room. It was a great amount of people, multitudes. And what I saw there kind of shook me up. People over there, first of all, it was loud. It was so loud. I can't even explain. There was such noises coming out from the throne, like thunders. And people were making noises that were praising God. It was so loud. You know, and the Lord led my attention to this one thing. When I looked at them, at these people, I felt the atmosphere in that room. It was great love towards God. You know, sometimes we think, that's at least how I thought. God is asking for us to worship Him. He demands praise and worship. And when I got to the throne room, you cannot not worship there, because there is such love there, such love and awe towards God, that people, how should I say it, were just going crazy worshiping. That's how I can say it with our language. You cannot not praise Him because you love Him so much and you understand how awesome He is, how big He is, how He is unsearchable. And from every angle, from every side, from every facet, God is so big. And there was so much noise, sounds. There were so many drums. I have never heard so many styles of drums playing together. I can only say this when there, it's like a drum-off. Many drummers come together and they all play together. That's how loud it was, kind of. And everyone plays their own style. And that's what I was amazed at. And there was great harmony as well. I was shocked. And then people that were standing in the throne,
own room and not place. They had their own instruments as well that they were playing, because, you know, if you're playing some sort of instrument here on earth, I'm sure you'll play it in heaven as well. The things that you love to do here, you'll love doing it there as well. That's how you'll praise your God. And I see people are playing their instruments, and it is so united in harmony. It is all in sync. I was shocked. How is it even possible? How? And it was dancing. It was something unbelievable. I was so amazed. I said, God. And then you come back on earth, to earth, and you're looking at people and thinking, Lord, raise up your worshippers, raise up the generation that thirsts for you and hungers for you and searches for you, that will not look at other people, will not care what they think or how they feel. They will just love you to such extent they really could care less about what's going on. They will want to praise you and bring you joy and worship. You know, with me, it's something that captivated me. I said, Lord, I want to love you more. I want to know you even more. You know, when God leads us, He leads us closer to Himself, and through that He shows His love, and He attracts us with that love and draws us closer. And this is what I search for. This is what I want with you as well. Praise and worship. It's not a monologue, church. It's a dialogue. It is, again, one of the forms of communicating with God. Catch these moments, church. Search for these moments of communion with Him in praise and worship. Do not stay quiet. If it's at this church at home, or those of you that are watching online, wherever you'd be, at work, or regardless of where you are at, in any moment, just be a worshiper. A worshiper, you know, I should have said, it's styles, it's lifestyle, it's who you are. This is your function, regardless of obstacles, of your mood. You just praise Him. He's yours, God. And I am praying for God to raise up people to their heart, that will search for His heart, that will search for His presence, that will go after Him. He is our life. He
is the only one who we have. How can we be passive? How can we not care about who our God is?
Be with Him. Be with Him, church. Because this is what makes you a worshiper. How often you spend time with Him, how often you talk to Him, you spend time with Him, how He talks to you. You know, He talks more often than we possibly think, but how do we listen? How well do we listen? Do not stay quiet. Listen to His voice. Be with Him. Be with Him. Search for Him. He is your focus. He is your life. He is everything. No, He has to be your whole life. He has to become your focus of your life. If you still are afraid of this, if you're still afraid of that deep dedication, consecration, ask God, let Him take this fear away. You know, sometimes your spirit cries out, it wants to be with God, it wants to be completely dedicated to God, but your mind says, what? Your mind understands what this is, but you're afraid of it.
So ask Him. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, take every fear away from my life.
I want to be with You. I want to be completely sold out to You. I want to be that worshiper, that individual that is after Your heart, that searches for You, that is after You. Believe me, this life will be over. Life will be over. Some, live mostly through their lives. When we will come to heaven, I know that my life over there will be completely full of praise and worship.
I want to be with Him. I want to see His face. I want to be surrounded by Him only.
And I want to start here on earth, not only up there in heaven. I always said that all those people who think that there will be messages and teachings and preachings there, you'll be shocked when you get there. Heaven, it worships God. It is soaked in worship and praise. Let's soak in the atmosphere here on earth. Let's soak in that atmosphere here so that out of us His glory can flow, so that His glory can flow through us, so that we're not dry. Because the bread is life, praise is water, it's the juice. Your eyes need to be bright. They will change when you're in His presence, when you praise Him. You become different. I haven't seen a person who comes out of the praise from the presence of God and he comes out all evil and angry. When you communicate with God, when you worship Him, when you are just praising Him, when you are surrounded by Him, a light comes out of you, love comes out of you. You don't want to do anything else because God is love. You communicate with love. You are with love. That's who you are. You become like Him. Church, let's just get into Him. Let's give Him what He deserves. Let's praise Him and let our lives be lives full of praise and worship to Him, so that He changes our churches, so that He changes and transforms our praise. My prayer is that, God, I want to worship You how heaven worships You. That is my prayer. I want to sing songs and words and lyrics. I know our language is very limited. It is not far. And I say, God, expand my understanding, my spirit, who You are, of what praise is, how to worship You. What we hear and what we heard and what we understand in our mind, it's one thing, but how heaven worships, it's completely different, and I want to soak in that. So please, don't stop. Don't stop right here. Search for more. Search for more. Be hungry for more. And if you're in a church where there's barely any worship, even that praise, even He deserves even that praise. He deserves it. Don't stop. Don't let a style of music stop you. Well, you say there's no Holy Spirit. God is everywhere. His presence is everywhere. Where is your communication with Him? Where do you stand with Him? So worship Him regardless of where you are, regardless of what music you're listening. All these little simple things, but they can block people. They stop people. They think that this is very important. This is what I need. And this is why I cannot worship God. I just don't like this music because it's so loud. It does not let Him hear Your voice. That's not the main point. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the praise. Sometimes your music can be so loud that my ears pop, but my spirit is connected with Him. It communicates with God. Spirit doesn't really care about your ears, your physical ears right now. The spirit is receiving so much. It receives and it gives it, and it receives and it gives, and it's in the spiritual level. True worshipers worship in spirit and truth, and they know who God is, not in their ear, not in their ears, in the spirit. So, beloved, fall in love with Him, because love is the key to everything. Love is the key to everything. You cannot worship someone you don't love. You can't praise someone you don't love or you don't know. Love is the key for everything. Ask for love. That's my daily prayer. God, I want more love. I want to love you more. I thank you for the level of love I have. But I want more. I want more. I want to fall in love with you so much that I wouldn't care how I worship you, how I behave around you, how open I am. Number one is love. How much do you love him? How much do you love him? That's how he looks at the level of your praise. He's not looking for his own. He's looking to just worship God, no matter what his mood is right now, no matter what position he's in right now. He loves his God. And you are a true worshiper. You are his child. You are a worshiper. If you didn't think so, you are a worshiper. You were born to praise him. You were born for his glory. He gave you birth to you so that you can praise him, so that you can be with him, so that you give him what he deserves, all the praise, all the worship. But heaven worships him because heaven loves him, because they see his glory. God showed himself to us. So let's praise him. Before I finish up, I want to finish this up with the word of God. So that it's on foundation and that it's truth. Psalms 96. Sing to God a new song, all earth. Bless his name. Speak about salvation every day. Because God is almighty and he deserves unlimited praise. For he created heaven and earth. Power is to him. Praise all people. Give him praise. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and praise his name every day. Tell how he saves us. Tell the nations of his glory. Tell all people the miracles he does. Because the Lord is great. He should be praised all the time. He should be honored more than all the gods. Because all gods of the nations are only idols. But the Lord made the heavens. The Lord has glory and majesty. He has power and beauty in his temple. Praise the Lord, all nations on the earth. Praise the Lord, the glory and power. Praise the glory of the Lord's name. Bring an offering and come to his temple courtyard. 97. The Lord is king. Let the earth rejoice. Give him praise. Praise him. And right now, let's practice. You can come up front and give him all the praise, all the worship for all that he has done in your life. Just give it all to him, okay? Please come on out up front. You are worshiping him here in this place. He is our God, he is our King, he is our life, he is your life, he is your heir. How can we live without him? How can we live without his presence? I don't know how people can live without him. We love you, beloved. This is all for you, our praise is for you, all of our praise is for you. We are yours. We are your worshippers. We are your children.
born from your spirit, you raised us up, you restored us. Beloved, church, raise up your hands. Raise them up. Our lovely Daddy, we worship you. We worship you, God.
Lord, we dedicate ourselves to you once again. Jesus, you are our lives. You are our breath. We are dependent on you. Thank you.
praise him. Give him praise. We love you.